exercise. Why you gotta be so shitty? I see mostly cons and the one pro that you might extend my life. Up your game. And now I'm sweaty like a sea lion. I hope you're happy. I'm a sweaty, disgruntled, tired mess. All because apparently the body needs to be looked after too. This is bullshit of the highest order. And I will not be subjected to it more than I have to be. Now I gotta take my clothes off. Oh, it just gets worse. Asking in my misery. Help. I'm unfit and sweaty. Very unhappy. Could you please get this titty contraption off me? It is tight and sweaty and resistant to leave the body. Help. Just yank it. Pull. Shake. Do something. Please. Just free me from my prison. Ow! Ew. You got me right on the clavicle. I know, I said yank. Okay. 3, 2, 1. No. That goes there. Okay. Pull. This is worse. How do we make it worse? Now I'm even more tired. You're just gonna have to stay there. All resistance is gone. Good night. It wouldn't be the first night you've slept strapped to my tits. Let it be another one. Let's face it, I'm stuck here in the titty binder. You are now joined. Let's just be grown-ups, move on, and accept our fate. Tomorrow's tomorrow. Right now, I'm okay with this. Because I'm hangry and tired and sweaty, and it's not the worst thing, having someone support your boobs. It feels kind of nice, actually. Did you just honk my boob? Has ever honked my boob. You proud of your debauchery? I see you're making the best out of the situation. I'm sorry, my boobs are sweaty. Oh, it's so sexy. You are gross. Don't be fooled. I'm actually full of disgust. You're good at turning a bad situation into a good one. It's a quality I've always admired. Excuse me, are you finding a way to make this sexual? Unbelievable. The most wholesome of situations polluted by your debauchery. You're weird. I'm guessing if you found my ribs, you're not as stuck as you claim to be. Imagine that. Taking advantage of a sweaty, worn out, slightly irritable woman. You, sir, are a fiend. No, I do not need help taking off my pants. Shower, though. Those things are dangerous. You wouldn't want me in danger now, would you? The only part of exercising that's worthwhile. Being freshly washed and snuggling down deep in your nice cozy bed. Because the exercising makes you all tired out. Creating optimal bodily conditions for snoozing. Maybe it wasn't just the exercise. Warm down was pretty nice, too. Cause it just got all nice and squeaky clean. Smelling nice and being sweat free. I do love you. I love having sex. It's just, I like cuddling more. Specifically with fresh sheets and clean hair. I'm a woman, don't try to understand. You will not win, young one. Love you. To break the $10 mark. But I'm cheap. I was raised cheap. I've always been cheap. I will always be cheap. Even if it means I get stuck in the titty contraption. if you're not here to save me, I'll just have to die. Perish in a sweaty, crusty $5... Fine. I'll buy new bras. I promise. The expensive kind that you can get out of yourself. Who am I? I'm investing in my future. A future where I can have titty freedom. It's beautiful. I will. Shh. Yeah, I'm worth it. Tell that to my bank account. Mm-mm. I can buy my own bras. No, I don't expect you to buy them. I'll go. I don't know. Ones that I can take off and on without having to call for you. Black, white, Are you asking me to buy pretty underwear? You are. Oh, you pay for pretty bras, huh? I know your game. Fine, but only if they're comfy. I am not having any of that underwire nonsense. It's like having a scalpel shoved under your tit. It is not good, and I refuse. Oh, I'm sure they do. Nice try, mister. You want to go shopping? Well, I guess we know what we're doing tomorrow. That is true. I probably will need your help in the dressing room. Poops are amazing, but they're also so high maintenance. I don't think you guys understand. They're a pain in the butt. But they're pretty, so we keep them.